There are a lot of places you can go to see classic tractors. Most are well done, and many have a unique twist or a specific brand that they display. In that sense, this event is like others. Then there's the part that's unlike the others. It's everything else that's here that attracts people of all ages. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
I like to hear about the weather and the stocks and the animal prices. It's good to know because I have a lot of customers who come in the store and that's what they ask.
I want to stay informed. I want to know what's going on in my town. I also want to be entertained, whether it's sports or music or, you know, an update on the weather. I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It's one of the largest shows of its kind that you can find in the Midwest, or the nation for that matter. Greg Fox is one of the volunteers who helps with the annual Pioneer Days in Albany, Minnesota.
I would say Albany has got a lot of exhibits, a lot of activities in a small area. It's easy to cover the showgrounds in a day. Can't necessarily see it all in one day, but give it a shot.
One of the big draws at these events, of course, are the tractors. Tom Skidlarik says all tractors are welcome, but there is a theme each year.
There's a corner of the show that's dedicated solely to the feature. When you have an International or a John Deere feature, which are the two obvious large ones, I mean, that fills up. We'll have 400 or 500 displays just with that stamp on it.
This year's feature is the Cockshut line. But Greg and Tom are quick to point out, while there's a lot of tractors and engines, there's a bunch more to see. Many collections are housed in about 70 buildings on the grounds, one of which is the clock building.
It's the original clock that was at the courthouse in St. Cloud, which is the county seat, acquired by the club, reinstated here into a clock building. And in there, there is miniature models.
Those models are of a variety of things. The details are amazing. Plus, so many other collections, it's hard for Tom to fit them all in.
There's a pipe collection hanging in the saloon that's got to have smoking pipes. Yeah, so how many are in there? A couple hundred for sure? There's spark plug collection, oil can collections. You name it, it's collected, it's displayed. I've been there for how many years? I don't think I've seen everything yet.
It's all held annually, the second weekend after Labor Day. Traveling the countryside in Albany, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.